friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, some time ago you wrote an article on the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development. I see they are back in the news. Can you tell us a little about their current agenda?
Certainly. Basically, what their agenda is they believe that they can get the world's religions together, talk about things that have common interest, and therefore kind of forge an interfaith new movement to make the world the way they want it to be. And part of what they did on the 13th of November, 2022, they decided to hold a ceremony in the Sinai Peninsula, and they had something called 10 Principles of Climate Justice. And they held a sunrise ceremony on that Sunday morning at the summit of Jebel Musa, which is a mountain in southern Sinai Peninsula that, according to some, this is where Moses received the 10 Commandments. And so their 10 principles are: we're stewards of the world. Of course, the Bible does teach that. Creation manifests divinity, and you can sort of see that in the Bible. Three, everything in life is interconnected. That's true. Four, don't do harm. Five, look after tomorrow. Six, rise above ego for our world. Seven, change inner climate, which I'm assuming means change individual attitudes. Eight, repent and return. Now, this is where they have a problem. They don't say what to repent of. They're basically saying affecting the climate, but as far as repentance, supposed to be repentance toward God and to keep God's actual commandments. But they don't talk about that. Nine, they say every action matters, and that's true. And then they talk about use your mind and an open heart. Now, after reading these commandments, Joseph Abramowitz, who's part of this, smashed tablets on the ground, supposed to be like the Ten Commandments. But one of them was actually made by a youth from an Israeli branch of something called Strike for the Future, and had the word broken promises on it.
Well, I'm not sure I understand that. Who is it that this youth is saying broke the promises, and what promises were broken?
Well, presumably this is promises in order to tend the earth. So that was one of them. The other one, the tablet was painted green to supposedly symbolize the green commandments, according to Joseph Abramowitz, and then they smashed him. Now, interestingly, this Joseph Abramowitz, this past summer, put out a list of 10 commandments. And Newsweek actually reported about this, and said the first commandment was to acknowledge a higher power. So that kind of similar to the first commandment. He said God's first commandment is God's above all, not just acknowledge him. Then they get to, instead of idolatry, it says vote climate, which is certain Latin commandments. Do not murder. That is one of the commandments. But they're basically saying you murder if you hurt the climate. The next one they have is saying don't steal, but they're saying that if you pollute or don't fix things, you're stealing from the climate. Next one was do not bear false witness. And while that is a biblical commandment, what they've gone on and said is that if you don't speak out against climate change matters the way they think you should, then you're bearing false witness. Now, here's one that's closer to the actual biblical one. Keep the Sabbath. Okay, that's in the Ten Commandments. And they reported that because in Israel, they keep at least a version of the Sabbath, that they have 30% less emissions on the Sabbath. And actually, if the world would keep the weekly Sabbath, that would reduce pollution. The next one he put in there, you shall innovate, which is not one of the Ten Commandments. The next one is honor Mother Earth. And that's one of the places that this interfaith group has a problem, because they start talking about paganism, such as this Mother Earth kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Then it says you don't need to covet. And then the next one is you don't need to be hoodwinked. And basically they say, don't believe that individuals can solve this with their own behavior. We need the government to come in and regulate everything, and don't believe what the oil and gas companies say.
So these people claim broken promises by smashing a symbolic representation of the Ten Commandments as ordained by God, which Ten Commandments are the very promises all humanity promised to keep and then proceeded to break.
Yeah, well, you know, these lists are a mixture of good and evil, and God warned about that in the book of Genesis. But actually, if they wanted to solve climate issues, and we covered this in a previous broadcast, the Bible says, or God promises, that if you'll keep his commandments, which means his 10 commandments, that he'll give you rain, good seed, due season, etc., that would fix these weather problems, the say are associated with climate change and all that type of stuff. And by the way, it's not just this interfaith group that's been pushing different 10 commandments. This past spring, Ecumenical News and World Council of Churches reported about a German church has 10 commandments for the digital age. And these 10 commandments are, first one was to protect and live out freedom as God's creatures in a digital realm. Of course, that's not the first commandment. Second one, understand how the world's digital images shape it, identity and solidarity. Well, the second commandment of the Bible is don't have idols. The third one is to be aware of options for religious communication in the digital world. As opposed to the Bible says you're not supposed to take God's name in vain. The next one, instead of the Sabbath commandment, they say give digital life a wholesome rhythm. You know, the Bible has the Sabbath. You can talk about it in a rhythm. It's one day every seven out of every seven. And so, but they've come up with their own version. And then they go through about, instead of honoring your parents, have good intergenerational relations. Sixth one, instead of murder, says stop digital violence. But the seventh one, here's where they're going opposed to the 10 commandments specifically. It's give space for freedom and respect for intimate relationships in the digital sphere. Well, the Bible says you should not commit adultery. And what they're saying is you are supposed to condone people who are involved in things that the Bible condemns as abominations or as adultery or fornication and everything else. And so they go through all this stuff, and these are not the 10 commandments. These are a replacement. And this is not what people should do.
Do you have any idea why so many quasi-religious organizations think humanity will obey their 10 commandments when humanity won't even obey God's 10 commandments?
Well, that's basically part of the reason, because they don't think that you have to keep the actual ones God says. They think they can come up with some of their own. But they miss the point of the 10 commandments. You know, the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 1, verse 5 said the purpose of the commandment is love. And it's not love to falsify the 10 commandments and encourage people around the world to condone sin, which is basically what they've done. Basically, they're making a mockery of the 10 commandments, just like when they smashed the tablets, similar to what Moses smashed the 10 commandments when he came down the first time from Mount Sinai. They're making a mockery of the Bible and trying to say they've got a better way.
Okay, so I think you mentioned three or four groups that want to change the Ten Commandments. Are there more?
Well, actually, the Bible prophesies something about a leader called the beast. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, it says, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. And so, we've seen from the world's religious leaders, they've attempted to change the law, God's Ten Commandments law. So when the beast does this kind of thing, I think the beast is going to say, well, you guys had these commandments, whatever, and you'll kind of change them. You know, in the Bible, particularly in the New Testament, we have Jesus who condemned the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees thought they kept God's Ten Commandments, but they didn't. They compromised and changed them. And the Bible actually talks about, and we have a booklet on it, the Bible actually talks about the fact that the beast power is going to encourage people to break all 10 of the commandments. Now, I'm not going to list all of them right now, but in Daniel chapter 11, verse 36, it says that this beast power says this king will do according to his own will. He's going to exalt and magnify himself above every god. And that is a true violation of the first commandment. So we know he's going to do that. Without me going through all the particular details about that. And then there's a one who's going to work with him, and this is the Antichrist, the beast of the earth. And in Revelation 13:12, it says he's going to exercise all the authority of the first beast and cause those in the earth to worship the first beast. So they're going to tell people, break the first commandment. As far as the second commandment, in Daniel 11:38, it says that this beast is going to honor a god of fortresses. The god of his fathers did not know. He's going to honor him with gold and silver. Again, idols, again, a violation of the second commandment. And we know in Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, they're going to make people worship the image of the beast. That's what they're going to try to do. That's again a violation of the second commandment. And the third one says in Daniel 7:25, he's going to speak pompous words against the Most High. And in the book of Revelation, says he's going to speak blasphemy. So he's going to be violating that one. The fourth commandment, going to intend to change times. I read that. And so this will be one of those. Now, the fifth commandment says he's not going to regard the God of his fathers. That's Daniel 11:37. So violation of the fifth commandment about honor your mother and your father. And we have a lot more details in our free literature. Now, the sixth commandment, they're going to go out and kill people. Talks about this in Revelation 13, many places. As far as the seventh commandment, wants people to be involved in what we call spiritual adultery with mystery Babylon the Great, Revelation chapter 17. In terms of the eighth commandment, he's going to take land, it says in Daniel 11:39. And this land, by the way, would be from places like the United States. Terms the ninth commandment, as far as bearing false witness, it says he will cause deceit to prosper under his rule in Daniel 8:25. So we're seeing that commandment. And as far as the 10th commandment goes, he's going to be covetous and want things he's not entitled to. And we read about that in Daniel 11:24, et cetera. The beast and the Antichrist is going to support him, are going to violate all of God's commandments and expect others to do so as well. And right now, again, we're seeing the world making the 10th commandments not the same as God had them. So the beast is just going to go along with that line.
Okay.
So, and, you know, the Bible also calls this commandment breaker the man of sin, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself about all that's called God as worship and as worship. So he's going to change the Ten Commandments.
Okay. I got a couple of points here. Firstly, for clarity's sake, am I correct in saying that you are not suggesting that any of those that attend the current climate repentance ceremony are either the first or second beast? And secondly,
no.
Okay. All right, good. I wanted to make that clear. But secondly, you indicated that matters will get worse. You then went on to outline scripturally the steps that the first beast and the second beast will take to also change the Ten Commandments. Do you have a possible time frame in mind when either of these two beasts will make their appearance and some of the changes that might begin to take place?
It's a little bit tricky. But in the New Testament, we read that Jesus spoke in the last days. And if God has a 6,000-year plan for humanity to rule itself before Jesus returns, and that's what early Christians did believe, then we're looking at probably within this, within the next decade. We don't know the exact date or time yet. We're looking for some events that Jesus said, but we're getting much, much closer. You know, getting people confused about the Ten Commandments is clearly part of Satan's plan. And I believe it takes away from the good news of the gospel of the coming kingdom of God. We could solve a lot of weather and climate issues if we would obey the Ten Commandments. That's actually what the Bible teaches. So we don't want to be part of these movements that want to obscure or change the Ten Commandments.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For free literature regarding today's program, called The Ten Commandments, The Decalogue, Christianity, and the Beast. To read it, just go to our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. Click on the free literature button and download the free literature, The Ten Commandments, The Decalogue, Christianity, and the Beast. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.